local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
It is Pensacola right now, hour number three. It is 6:12. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Let's get started with the top three stories. Both Trump and Kamala Harris are campaigning in the West today. Trump is campaigning in Montana with a rally in Bozeman, and Kamala Harris and her VP pick, Tim Walz, will be in Glendale, Arizona today. New details are being revealed about the 20-year-old attempted assassin of President Trump. ABC News reports that the FBI, in meeting with Trump, disclosed that the shooter searched online for both Democrat and Republican politicians, and he just chose Trump because he was the next prominent name to visit the area. FBI also informed him that he appears to be highly intelligent, as the shooter scored higher than a 1,500 on his SATs and may have struggled with an undiagnosed disorder. Brazil's president mourning today as 62 people are dead after a passenger plane crashed in Sao Paulo. Cell phone video from the ground shows the propeller-powered plane spiraling and falling from the sky, eventually killing all 58 passengers and four crew members. When it comes to local headlines here, we're watching the Atlantic. There's a system out there that is about where Hurricane Debby first started. And Hurricane Debby was about a 40% chance of formation when it was in the same location that this system is. This system is a 60% chance of formation over the next 7 days. And it is headed straight the same path that Hurricane Debby went, going to the Dominican, Haiti, Cuba, and then after that, we'll see. So we'll keep our eye on that over the next 5 to 7 days and see what happens with this system that's out there. Let's get some other local headlines with Austin. Go ahead, Austin.
Well, a new tiny home community in Escambia County is giving residents a chance to not just survive, but live. Fresh Start Village is for foster youths who have aged out of the system and are looking to start the next chapter of their lives. The 400-square-foot homes come fully furnished, and there's a community center where tenants can get help with finances and health care.
And when it comes to Amtrak, so we've been talking about Amtrak possibly coming to Pensacola. Both the last mayor and the current mayor have talked about their interest with it. And a recent story came out that Mobile didn't quite have unanimous vote to even approve it to come to Mobile, which would have been devastating for many communities in Mississippi who've already approved it, because if it doesn't have an end location, they can't get it going past New Orleans. Well, it turns out they went ahead, the Mobile City Council had a unanimous vote in favor of the project coming to Mobile. However, there was an amendment that added to the leasing agreement that states that the contract with Amtrak would be void if it tries to extend its service north or east of Mobile. That could block Pensacola's efforts to get passenger rail here. And, of course, in the past, there was an effort to try to get passenger rail to go from New Orleans all the way to Jacksonville. We have not had passenger rail here since Hurricane Ivan.
It is 6:15. We'll carry on with some local headlines after our first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance offers you auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. You can visit progressive.com today for more on that. Again, that is progressive.com. Looking at the roads here, a lot of the areas that we were dealing with have seemingly cleared out, or at least lessened some. We do have some issues on Highway 29 if you're traveling northbound towards 9.5 mile road. There was an accident reported there causing some pretty heavy congestion at this time. Outside of that, it's going to be maybe a little bit on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 mile. And maybe some on Caroline Street. That's Highway 90. If you're traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard and approaching the Dogwood Drive area. Outside of those couple spots, though, there's not much holding you up at this time. Looking at the roads, it's Looking at the weather, it's 88 degrees in Pensacola, partly cloudy. Tonight, the low is going to be 78 with a slight chance of thunderstorms. As we get into tomorrow, those thunderstorm chances are going to linger. Hopefully, it won't affect us much, if at all. But the heat definitely will. We're going to have a high of 96. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
And a Pensacola woman is accused of shooting her ex-girlfriend. She's been arrested. Apparently, 23-year-old Haley Marie Starr Smith allegedly shot at her ex-girlfriend at 4 a.m. yesterday in Cantonment. The ex-girlfriend reportedly shot back in defense, in self-defense. No one was injured in the shooting, but 23-year-old Haley Marie Starr Smith has now been arrested.
And the newly released spring tourism numbers revealed a decline for Walton County this year. The report showed that the county dropped 5.1% in total visitors from spring of 2023 to just about 1.3 million people, but still managed to stay ahead with tourism tax collections, raising 2% to $16.8 million. The report also showed increases in length of stay to more than 6 nights, and many of the spring visitors are annual or repeat vacationers.
Man, that's pretty interesting right there. I wonder, you know, I was looking at those numbers. We were talking about them earlier. It just appears, I've actually been talking to a lot of people, that it's been a very hot year, yet it seems like tourism around lakes and oceans and gulfs and things like this is down, even though it's been a very hot year. You think people want to get to the water. I think it's just the economy. I think the inflation and everything is finally catching up to people. And so even though it seems like, quote unquote, conditions are right, it's not right for people's pocketbook. And so people aren't heading to the beaches and stuff as much as they used to.
It could be that. So. I would also consider that maybe it's just, you know, it's gotten so hot that you can't even enjoy the offset of like heat and the water anymore. I would argue that maybe that's
true.
An issue
I've actually
as well.
Heard that from some other people too. When I've asked them, they said, "Oh no, it's too hot to go outside." I've heard that as well. And so there's very good chance that something like that could be happening too. So, kennels are full of dogs and cats, and they desperately need a home at Santa Rosa County Animal Services. There's about 91 dogs in house, only 70 kennels. Cats, 70 cats. Only 61 kennels. Oh, boy. Santa Rosa County Animal Services Chief Randy Lambert said a factor contributing to the large number of animals in their care is irresponsible owners. Okay.
Yeah, so if you're a responsible owner and you want a dog or a cat, well,
that's right.
Now you know. You gotta check Santa Rosa County Animal Services. Let's see, 6:19 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll tackle some state headlines and some national news for you. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small-town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. it's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
I'm Dr. Karen Barber, Superintendent of Schools. Under my leadership, we increased the graduation rate from 88 to 90.4%, increased industry certifications earned by students by 177%, and increased scholarships by $6 million. Our students rank third in algebra, fourth in reading, fifth in math, sixth in biology and U.S. history, and ninth in geometry. Let's keep the progress for our children going. On August 20th, vote to re-elect Dr. Karen Barber for Santa Rosa County Superintendent.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Hello again, everybody. Travis Thompson here with Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Summer is almost here, and that means a lot of us will experience air conditioning issues. If you happen to need a new comfort system, we'd like to announce the very best opportunity that we've ever been able to offer to our customers. For a limited time, every system we sell qualifies for an instant rebate. Our high-efficiency systems qualify for instant rebates up to $4,000, and with tax incentives available, your savings could amount to as much as $6,000. This is without a doubt the best opportunity we've ever been able to offer. So give me a call to learn more or visit our website at climatechproair.com.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Hello, I'm Rhett Rowell, a lifelong Santa Rosa County resident, and I'm a candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission, District 3. I'm running because Santa Rosa has real problems affecting you every day, including traffic congestion and improper drainage. We can do better. Santa Rosa County needs a unifier, and I am that voice. I would be humbled to receive your vote. From sand to soil across our great county, I will be your common sense conservative commissioner that you will be proud of. Please visit RhettRowell.com to learn more.
Paid for and approved by Rhett Rowell, Santa Rosa County Commission.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at abacuspays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Carissa Bergosh is running for school board to make sure our children are not harassed or bullied. A lifelong teacher and educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the Escambia County School Board during an emergency vacancy years ago, Carissa ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better. Choose proven leadership. Choose Carissa Bergosh for school board on August 20th.
I'm Carissa Bergosh, running for school board District 4, and I approve this message.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
I'm sad alone in a boggy marsh, totally motionless except for her heart. Mud flowed up in a lump's pajamas. She totally confused all the passing piranhas. She's up, she's in my head.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, 625 here. We'll get a quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see what we got. All right, not a ton going on. We do have some minor backups on I-10 if you're traveling eastbound towards Highway 29. Outside of that, though, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up at this time. Looking at the weather, it's 88 degrees in Pensacola, partly cloudy. We do have a heat advisory in effect for the next 35 minutes. Tonight's low is going to be 78 degrees, and tomorrow's high is going to be 96. So got another hot day in store for you Saturday. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
All right. Let's get into some state headlines. As you were talking about the heat advisory, 110 degrees this afternoon, going to be continuing on that way tomorrow as well. But this is also the weekend for you to stay inside as you go back to school shopping. The state's sales tax holiday ends on Sunday. So you've got this weekend to try to go get your stuff for your school. School supplies priced at $50 or less. Clothing, footwear, accessories cost $100 or less per item. Sales tax exemption also covers learning aids, jigsaw puzzles, and personal use computers and accessories for selling up to $1,500. So this is the last weekend to get them all tax-free. So be sure to go check that out.
And lawyers are arguing that a deadly shooting in Jacksonville is a stand-your-ground case. Shannon McCarthy is facing second-degree murder charges after the decomposed remains of her partner, Heather Shepherd, were found on the porch of her home last year. McCarthy's attorneys are asking a judge to rule that their client is protected by the Stand Your Ground law, claiming that she was defending herself when Shepherd threatened her with a shotgun.
That's... everybody's so violent nowadays. It's something else. All right. The state of Florida is going to honor a police officer who, according to the governor, exemplified unwavering commitment to service. So flags will be at half staff on Saturday for Lake County Deputy Sheriff Bradley Link. He's a 28-year-old officer who was killed last week in an ambush that left two other deputies hurt as well.
And an 11-year-old boy is dead after a fatal shooting in St. Petersburg late Thursday. The child, who was later identified as Viondre Hargrove, was found dead at the scene inside a home. Police say they do not yet have a description of the suspect or a motive for the shooting.
Oh, boy, that's rough. And then an elderly man is dead after he was struck and killed on I-95 in Jacksonville. He's 84 years old, according to the Florida Highway Patrol. He was walking in the travel section at 3:30 a.m. when he was hit by a tractor trailer and a van. He's pronounced dead at the scene. Police are investigating the incident.
And here nationally, a former senior advisor to President Biden attributing the end of his reelection campaign to horrible attacks by Democrats and the press. In an interview with Politico, Anita Dunn said that Biden's poor debate performance against Trump wasn't the reason for his campaign's demise. Rather, it was the public comments from congressional Democrats, such as former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who casted doubt on Biden's candidacy. Bobby, you brought up a very good point last hour. No one was questioning him on that official of a scale until the shoddy debate performance. So
exactly, it was the shoddy debate performance. That's why everybody went.
It was the debate that caused everyone to give up. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. And continuing on with those, with that as well, the nation's largest Latino civil rights group is endorsing Kamala Harris for president. Now, this is a big deal because they usually do not formally support any presidential candidate. But the League of United Latin American Citizens officially endorsed Harris today, and some of the group's leaders are expected to appear alongside her and her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, at a campaign rally in Vegas tomorrow. So pretty big deal right there.
And a U.S. District Court judge is denying Harvard University's motion to dismiss an anti-Semitism lawsuit against the Ivy League school. A Harvard Divinity School grad and the advocacy group Students Against Anti-Semitism filed a lawsuit back in January, alleging that Harvard failed to safeguard Jewish students from harassment and discrimination. The judge said in his ruling that, quote, Harvard failed its Jewish students.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was the one that got the president of Harvard to step down after the initial investigation and things like that. So, I'm surprised they're trying to get it dismissed. Maybe they're trying to get it dismissed because she's no longer there, and they're like, "What? She's no longer there. We didn't,
let's move on.
Dismiss
right.
it now. Yeah, yeah, move on. She's already not here." But no, that's not how it always works. We're talking about this storm system that's out the Atlantic. It's basically following a very similar path as Hurricane Debbie. Well, Hurricane Debbie's not done. There's tornado watches in effect in 11 New Jersey counties right now. They've actually had a park where the ground gave way because of all the rain and the flooding. Dozens of car rescues happened across the area as well. And in fact, over in New York, Mayor Adams is reminding to take precautions as well. The city has a travel advisory in effect and a truck ban on the bridges. So, oh boy, the old Debbie doing a lot of damage up north. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 93. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Tom Rigotti. A Brazilian airline is confirming new details after a deadly plane crash. Fox's Nate Foy with the latest.
Sao Paulo officials confirm that the black box on this plane has been found, which will hopefully provide some answers as to why exactly it went down. It's an ATR-72-500 twin-engine turboprop plane manufactured in Europe.
No word on a cause. All 61 people on board were killed. A delay in former President Donald Trump's federal election interference case. Fox's Bill Malusian reports.
The Supreme Court ruled last month that Trump may have some immunity over official acts committed in office. That was after four criminal charges that he tried to overturn the 2020 presidential election results. A hearing will now be held on September 5th.
Special Counsel Jack Smith sought the delay as his office reviews the case further. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to its lowest level in more than a year. The rate fell to 6.47%, according to mortgage buyer Freddie Mac. This is the second straight week of a drop in the average rate. J.P. Morgan Chase is rolling out a generative AI assistant to tens of thousands of its employees in recent weeks. The program called LLM Suite is already available to more than 60,000 employees, helping them with tasks like writing emails and reports. Paramount Global yesterday saying it would cut U.S. staff and booked billions in operating losses in the second quarter as it tries to cut costs and recalibrate the worth of its cable business following their merger deal with Skydance Media. U.S. oil futures for September have been steadily rising today, up 1% to just under $77 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Bart Winkler with a Sports Minute, sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Open roads, endless horizons. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles. It would have been one of the biggest upsets in Olympic basketball history. Instead, another legacy-defining moment. The USA men came back from 17 down, beating Serbia 95-91 on Thursday. Are they as good as the dream team head-to-head? We'll never know. But thrilling games like this aren't possible without the work the 92 team did on the world stage, and it's been a thrill to watch them both. I'm Bart Winkler.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
The light is fading, your hands are sore, and the last tool has been put away. Now is the time to feel the satisfaction that comes with a job well done. But when you get your tools from Harbor Freight, something about the job feels a little different. Your wallet, because we believe that everyone deserves hardworking tools at hardworking prices, and that's what we have here. So, whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Keep it twisted all year long with Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Twisted Tea is real iced tea that packs a punch with 5% alcohol. Tastes great at the beach, the mountains, or even in your backyard. Look for the bright yellow Twisted Tea cans.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Donald Trump Jr. here. Central banks are buying gold at record amounts, and the trend is accelerating in 2024. They see the writing on the wall. The dollar is failing. Is gold the answer for you, too? To find out, get a free info kit from Birch Gold Group by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold, the only gold company I trust, right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi neighbors, I'm Colton Wright, your current Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. Thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Public safety has always been my first priority, and I've made sure our sheriff's deputies have the pay and equipment they deserve. I've worked hard to improve our roads and infrastructure, improve our parks, supported Whiting Field, and I brought new jobs to our area. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships that benefit all of Santa Rosa County. Please re-elect me, Colton Wright, on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Colton Wright for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
Pep Talk, the Pensacola Expert Panel.
I have some great guests in here today with me. We're going to talk about bands on the bayou.
This is actually our third year, and we have three free concerts a year that are for the community, bringing in local musicians to support local nonprofits and are funded by...
The Pensacola Expert Panel, mornings 9 till 11, before Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Not a ton going on. We do have some minor backups on Caroline Street. That's Highway 90 between Avalon Boulevard and Glover Lane, but it's looking very minor at this time. Outside of that, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up. Looking at the weather, let's see. That's a bit more of the same. 88 degrees, partly cloudy. Tonight's going to be a low of 78. Slight chance of thunderstorms that are going to bleed into your Saturday. And speaking of Saturday, one thing that will remain constant is the heat. It's going to be a high of 96. So a very hot weekend for sure. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
Top three stories here for you, and then we'll get into some sports. But first, let me tell you about what we got going on here with the Dragon Boat Festival. So the 10th Annual Dragon Boat Festival is coming up Saturday, October 12th. And it's going to be at the Bayou Tejar just off of Bayview Park. Races start at 8 o'clock. Northeast Pensacola Sertoma Club is hosting up to 40 teams. And if you want to be a team, go to our website, newsradio923.com, to get more information about that. All right, top three stories here for you. President Trump and Kamala Harris are both campaigning in the West today. President Trump is in Montana and Bozeman, and Kamala Harris and her VP pick Tim Walz are in Glendale, Arizona. New details being revealed about the 20-year-old attempted assassin of former President Trump. According to ABC News, the FBI told Trump that apparently the shooter had searched online for both Democrat and Republican politicians. It's possible he just chose Trump because he was the next prominent name to visit the area. FBI also informed him that the shooter appeared to be highly intelligent as he scored higher than a 1500 on his SATs and may have struggled with an undiagnosed disorder. Brazil's president mourning today as 62 people are dead after a passenger plane crashed in Sao Paulo. Cell phone video captured the plane careening to the earth. And we got some, we want to just give you an update on the tropical system out in the Atlantic. It's in the same place where Hurricane Debbie began. That's where this one is. It has a 60% chance of formation over the next 7 days. And it is looking to head the similar path that Hurricane Debbie did, headed towards the Dominican and Haiti and Cuba. But, of course, a lot can happen over the next few days, but we'll keep our eye on that here on News Radio 923. Olympic medals update here for you. The United States is now tied with China when it comes to total gold medals with 33 each. Total medals in general, 111 for the United States. Next closest is China at 83, and then Great Britain at 57, almost half of what we have. So this is a race between China and the United States, and at least when it comes to overall medals, I don't think anybody's going to catch us at this point. Some of the events that are going on today still, taekwondo, the women's heptathlon, taekwondo for the men and women, and then breakdancing for the girls' semifinals is going on as well. And I believe we do have the girls' final breakdancing will happen today as well. So those are some of the events that went on today, going on left today. Austin?
Yeah, some other stuff going on in the Olympics here. These are just some of the headliners from earlier today. The U.S. captured a gold medal in the women's 4x100-meter relay at the Paris Olympics, of course. The team, led by Sha'Carri Richardson and Gabby Thomas, with a duo like that, how could you lose, finished ahead of Great Britain, who grabbed the silver, and Germany won the bronze. Unfortunately, the U.S. men's 4x100-meter relay team was disqualified after botching their first handoff. The men have not made the podium in that event since 2004. And if you like Snoop Dogg and the input he's had on the Paris Olympics, NBC is reportedly planning to ask him to be a part of its 2026 Winter Olympics coverage. He's been all over NBC's broadcasts over the course of these current Summer Olympics, and he's been wildly popular. The president of NBC Sports described him as enthusiastic and added that they would be thrilled to have Snoop back in any capacity. The Milano Cortina Olympics are set to take place in February of 2026. A couple other headlines here swirling around sports. Professional golfer Chichi Rodriguez has passed away at 88 years old, won 8 titles on the PGA Tour and another 22 on what's now the PGA Champions Tour. In the NFL, a plane carrying the Carolina Panthers football team ran off the taxiway after landing in Charlotte. Luckily, no one was hurt. They were on their way home from their loss to the Patriots last night in their preseason debut. Speaking of preseason games, we've got a couple going on right now. Let's see. So we've got Falcons and Dolphins. That game's on NFL Plus, tied at 3 with 5.5 minutes left in the first quarter. The Texans have the possession at the start of the second. They are up. They have possession at the start of the second. They're up on the Steelers 7-0. That game's also on NFL Plus, but you can watch it on the NFL Network. And then lastly, on NFL Plus, we got the Eagles and Ravens tied at 0. That game just got underway, not even 2 minutes into the first quarter. As for some MLB scores here, we do have some relatively local representation. On ESPN Plus, we got the Orioles beating the Rays 1-0 in the top of the fourth. The Marlins and Padres in the middle of the third inning, they're tied at 0. And then later on tonight at 7:40, we're going to have Braves at Rockies. Braves are not televised, but nonetheless, you can keep track of that. And also in the MLB, they're going to be racing to Tennessee next season. And that is a pun. The league announced that the Braves and Reds will face each other in the first ever MLB Speedway Classic at Bristol Motor Speedway. The game will be played on August 2nd, 2025. Of course, Bristol Motor Speedway, one of the largest sports venues in the country with a capacity of about 146,000 people. The league says ticket pre-sales will start next month with a public on sale expected in December.
By the way, when it comes to sports, and you know, we're starting the NFL preseason here. As you mentioned, some of the games going on right now, Atlanta, Miami, Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Houston and Pittsburgh. Think it's important to just point out our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, which is on AM 1330 and on 99.1 FM, we'll have all of the primetime football games this year. So Thursday night football, Sunday night football, Monday night football. If there's Saturday games, if there's a Sunday early morning game, they've got them over there. So any of the primetime games are all over there. So if you happen to be out and about, you're not in front of your TV yet, tune on to ESPN Pensacola in order to check those games out. Some of the top three stories. Do we already do top three stories?
We did top three stories when we returned.
Yeah, we did top three stories.
But for what it's worth, I mean, it's about 6:45, so I need to get a check of the roads and weather in anyway.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get the road, and then we'll get into some lighter story, health, business, science headlines.
So we've got some backups downtown. Let's see. This is going to be at the this is going to be on Gregory Street, pretty south downtown. This is going to be right where what's the road here? Tell me, Bobby, how do you pronounce this? Alcanis Street? What is it?
Yeah, Alcanis. Now you got me messing up on it.
Alcanis?
Yes, Alcanis, yes.
Okay, yeah. The intersection of Gregory Street and Alcanis is...
Alcanis.
Oh, my God, whatever. It's backed up. That intersection is giving us some trouble. No confirmation of an accident or anything, though. Let's see. Outside of that, there's not really much holding you up on the roads. We may have a little bit of backups on Highway 90 if you're traveling eastbound, passing by the Home Depot, Walmart Supercenter area. But outside of that, there's not much going on. As for the weather, 88 degrees in Pensacola. We started this evening with it at like 91. I think that's what it was when we went live. So creeping down slowly but surely. Partly cloudy. We're going to have slight chance of thunderstorms tonight with a low of 78 degrees. Tomorrow, those chances are going to linger, but shouldn't affect us much, if at all. But your high tomorrow is going to be 96 degrees. And while we're at it, your high Sunday is going to be 97. So I don't think I'm spoiling much by saying your Sunday is going to be pretty hot, too. It's going to be a pretty humid weekend. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
The FDA is approving the very first needle-free alternative to the EpiPen. Yeah, so if you're scared of needles like me, this is a good answer. I mean, this is like good news right here. Although, I mean, I don't have EpiPens or a need for an EpiPen, but still. It's a single-use nasal spray to treat allergic reactions in emergencies. It's called Neffy. It's from ARS Pharmaceuticals. It can be used in adults and some children. FDA says it may alleviate the fear of injections, making Neffy a very important treatment option. Yeah, yeah. I would agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, similarly to you, I don't need an EpiPen either, but golly, if that was the alternative, I'd take it 10 times out of 10. A new CNBC poll finds that Donald Trump has a commanding lead over Kamala Harris on key economic issues. Trump leads Harris just 48-46% overall in the All America Economic Survey. That was the CNBC poll there. But on the economy itself, Trump leads Harris by 2-1. 79% of Republicans believe that their economic fortunes will improve with Trump in the White House, while 48% of Democrats believe they'll be better off if Harris wins, and 42% who say it makes no difference. Trump has a 12-point lead on the second most important issue, which is the country's economy overall.
And, oh boy, this big news here. If you remember the whole FTX exchange situation with Sam Bankman-Fried.
Sam
Bankman-Fried had a massive fraudulent scheme, just defrauded a bunch of people with his crypto scheme. He was convicted last year on federal fraud and conspiracy charges, sentenced to 25 years in prison. Well, now the exchange and its sister company, Alameda Research, are being ordered to pay $12.7 billion to their customers and fraud victims. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission said that they will pay the amount to compensate the victims from his massive fraud scheme. So, oh boy, going on with that whole ordeal.
And Hollywood's video game actors remain on strike. Of course, we touched on this a couple weeks ago. SAG-AFTRA, which represents some 160,000 performers, is seeking the same protections against AI that are given to on-camera celebrities. The union says that studios are not cooperating on that issue. No surprise there. Today marks the second full week of striking. 6:48 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we'll give you a rundown of pop culture, some softer, you know, headlines, and then we'll get into maybe a wacky, weird story if we got time. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Earl McCauley, and I'm running for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm a 22-year teaching veteran and 20-year resident of District 4. Last year, I was the Gulf Breeze High School Teacher of the Year with a 97% pass rate on a challenging AP literature exam. My goals as a board member are teacher retention, middle schools, and addressing issues with books and libraries. Your vote for Earl McCauley on August 20th will bring common sense for the school board. I'm Earl McCauley for School Board District 4, and I approve this message.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Re-elect Vicki Campbell, ECUA Board District 1, because what Vicki promises, she delivers. Vicki promised recycling. Recycling has continued. While others are ceasing, she is determined to continue. Vicki promised improved technology. You now have a Recycle Coach app where you can report a missed pickup, order a bulk waste pickup, or track water usage all on your smartphone. Vicki is working for you. On August 20th, renew, recycle, and re-elect Vicki Campbell, ECUA District 1.
I'm Vicki Campbell, and I approve this message.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hi, I'm Tappy Villane. With 24 years of experience serving the voters of Santa Rosa County, I am seeking another term. Having successfully been a part of 44 elections, 3 statewide, 2 countywide, and 2 municipal recounts, I am the only candidate for Supervisor of Elections with actual experience administering elections. Continue the tradition of successful elections in Santa Rosa County and remember the name Vote Tappy Villane on August 20th. Paid by Tappy Villane Republican for Supervisor of Elections.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Got bands on the beach every Tuesday night over at Casino Beach, and this coming Tuesday at 7 o'clock will be the Astronauts. They're going to be rocking the Gulfside Pavilion at Bands on the Beach with their high-energy party tunes from the 80s, 90s, and beyond. Comprised of accomplished, experienced musicians and vocalists, their versatility enables them to constantly add new and sometimes surprising music to their repertoire, keeping their shows fresh and their fans on their feet. So you can be sure to check them out this Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Remember, no glass or pets are allowed, and you're encouraged to bring lawn chairs or blankets to the pavilion area. So be sure to check out Bands on the Beach coming up this Tuesday at 7 o'clock. So we were just talking about how Hollywood's video game actors are on strike. This is their second full week of striking. They want protections against artificial intelligence. I'm sorry, as a losing battle, especially in this area. Like, I can see how live actors, like on-camera celebrities and actors and actresses, can be like, we don't want artificial intelligence taking over our roles. But for that to happen, you'd have to have AI, like computer-generated characters that may not look as, you know, may not be able to do some of the things that live actors can do and stuff like that. But for video games, where it's already computer-generated, I don't know if, you know, because for them to have video game actors doing these things, a lot of them are just voice actors only, right? So they're not even doing any kind of physical stuff. And already AI is getting to the point where you can do like artificial intelligence voices.
Yeah.
Already.
You can like, just catch, you can take a voice sample and just make dialogue out of it. Yeah.
Exactly. And there's already more and more systems using it, even in radio, man. I mean, I hate to say it, but even in radio, there's already radio stations around the country that are using AI voice actors. Like, it's not a real person. It's just some sort of, you know, it's already been happening in the past where you got some of these radio stations that are like, that was Blameless from Taylor Swift, but it sounds very robotic. It's like Blameless from Taylor Swift. But now it's getting to the point where you don't even know. It's like some dude, like, for all you know, I'm AI. Bobby Rossi, AI Bobby Rossi. Is what it is. Like, it's getting to that point now where you're getting it's starting in music, admittedly, but eventually there will be AI options for news, traffic, weather, and eventually probably for news talkers as well. It's just, it is what it is, and you can fight it. I can fight it, but it's only so much you're gonna be able to do. I mentioned this before. I have a friend of mine who is making movies down in Miami area, and I found out that his whole script is AI. His whole script. And I was like, dude, I thought you literally just lost a strike against actors and writers about using AI. And he goes, yeah, I'm just not going to hire anybody from those unions. It'll just be non-union production for now. And I was like, oh, so there's workarounds. He's like, yep. And I was like, okay. And he's like, I got all full distribution, and it's going to cost me a fraction of the cost. So even though it may not be as widely distributed, I'm going to make more money on the project than I would, because I don't have to pay any writers. I don't have to pay any actors. And I was like, holy moly. So, yeah, that's coming. All right, it's Traffic on the Fives.
Luckily, it won't take too long to get this out. It doesn't appear to be too much going on. We do have some backups at Alcanyes Street at the intersection with Gregory. I think that's how you say it. Well, it'll work. Also, if you are traveling either east or west on Cervantes at the intersection with Palafox Street, we've got some backups there as well. And obviously, you know, it's downtown on a Friday night. Of course, there's going to be some backups, but this is looking worse than usual, so be on the lookout for those areas there. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, it's just a bit more of the same. 88 degrees in Pensacola, partly cloudy. Tonight's low is going to be 78. As we get into the weekend, Saturday's high is going to be 96 with a chance of thunderstorms, and those will bleed over into Sunday, though the chances are slight. And Sunday's high is going to be 97. So it's going to be a hot and potentially moist weekend. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
Just an update real quick. In the NFL preseason, Houston leads Pitt 7-0. Second, 7 minutes left in the second quarter. And then Atlanta leads Miami 10-3 with about a minute left in the first. And Baltimore beating Philadelphia right now 3-0 with 7.5 minutes left in the first right there. Got a text here that says, Bobby is clearly AI.
Honestly, I think you and I, like, we will, like, stutter or will trip over a word. Yeah. It's like we're too imperfect to be AI.
I am too imperfect. I mistake words all the time. AI won't do that stuff. AI would be perfectly smooth. There's been a third arrest made in connection to the foiled terror attack on Taylor Swift's concerts in Austria. Officials said an 18-year-old who had been allegedly in contact with the main suspect has been taken into custody yesterday. The 19-year-old main suspect and a 17-year-old were arrested Tuesday. The 19-year-old confessed that he planned to kill himself and a large number of people using explosive devices and knives. Swift's three performances in Vienna were canceled this weekend following those arrests. Yeah, more Taylor Swift news with Austin. Go ahead, Austin.
Oh, I was just going to say, good on the Austrian officials, for catching that. The father of Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce has a pointed response to Kanye West after the rapper slighted his son's relationship with T-Swizzle in his new song Lifestyle. Ed Kelce posted that it showed mental illness on full display. The line in the song was written and performed by rapper Lil Wayne, though. West has had an on-and-off feud with Swift since interrupting her acceptance speech at the 09 MTV Video Music Awards.
And that was cringy and still cringy now thinking about it. Rapper Travis Scott has been arrested in Paris one day after having a disorderly intoxication charge against him dropped here in Florida. This time the rapper was arrested after getting into a fight with his bodyguard and then with a security guard who tried to break him up at a five-star hotel in French capital earlier this morning. Back stateside, the 33-year-old still faces charges for trespassing in Miami after being arrested for causing a disturbance on a charter boat in the Miami Beach Marina back in June. It's Travis Scott and all kinds of trouble.
Oh, yeah. And lastly here, very quickly, Venezuela's president is looking to ban the social media platform X for 10 days. That comes after a public dispute between President Nicolas Maduro and owner Elon Musk over the election Maduro claimed to win, but the U.S. says he lost. He accuses Musk of inciting hatred, fascism, and civil war. Musk has accused Maduro of major election fraud. Not a good look.
Not at all. Hey, it's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. You guys have a great weekend. We'll be back again with you on Monday. I almost said tomorrow. We will not be here tomorrow, but we'll be back on Monday right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You guys have a great weekend. Bye-bye.